421 on the DWS NewsHour. Welcome back. I'm Scott Beatty. Our guest this afternoon is Robin Fretwell Wilson, law professor at the University of Illinois, and also heading up tonight an event, Constitution Day, Tolerance Means Dialogue. It's tonight at the Lincoln Hall Theater on the campus of U of I at 7 o'clock. Professor Wilson, good to see you here again, as always.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you having me.
I know this is a project that is near and dear to your heart. You've done a lot of work in the issues of law and faith and tolerance and diversity and religious freedom and all those things that are at times very complex and an interesting intersection. What is this event about?
Well, this event actually is about bringing forward the voices of millennials. You know, millennials have grown up with unprecedented diversity. And really, during the whole of their lives, we've been kind of wrapped up in the culture wars, don't seem to be able to get out of the culture wars. And one of the primary culture wars, you know, at the intersection of faith and the law is around sexuality and other people's rights. And many people of faith, I think, sometimes think that they can't have protections given to LGBT folks because that's going to somehow take something from them. And, you know, my sense of, you know, my students at the law school and the undergraduate interns who are working on this project, because this project has national reach, but it has U of I fingerprints all over it, making it successful. But they have figured out ways where everybody can be true to who they are without one person having to leave everything on the table so somebody else has something. And these dialogues are about that.
The word tolerance, I think, for some folks causes a visceral reaction as saying, I have to, that's a buzzword, and that is actually a word of almost attack or aggression against who I am and who my beliefs are. How do you counter folks who are don't even like that word or that concept?
Yeah, so, you know, the title of the project is the Tolerance Means Dialogues, and one of the things that we do in these dialogues is give scholarships to students, undergraduates, professional students, graduate students, so we'll hear from three tonight at the University of Illinois. Their essays are already up on our dialogue webpage, www.tolerancemeans.com. But, you know, they sort of talk about what tolerance means to them. Sometimes the essays are like, yeah, tolerance is not enough. It really needs to be bigger than tolerance. It's not just I give you space, but I try to accept you. I try to reach in myself and understand how I could do better by another citizen, right? A lot of folks feel like, though, if you force tolerance on them, which is, I think, what you were driving at, Scott, that doesn't feel the same way as asking yourself, can I be more tolerant of the person next to me? So many times I think about this in my own work as like, can we all peacefully coexist? Is there a way to sort of be in the public space together where nobody's, you know, really asked to leave something that's core to themselves behind at the, you know, door of the public square? You know, we're not like that. People of faith actually and LGBT folks have more in common than not, because there's something core to both of them that they just can't rock out in the world and be who they really are without that thing that is core.
Are there times, though, where folks from the LGBT community feel something that's core to them is not being accepted, even if they're being tolerated, and thus it's not far enough to just say, I'm tolerated?
Well, that's right. I think there's a thicker notion than just tolerance. Tolerance, however, is the first step to, you know, more protections. And so one of the things I'll talk about tonight, we have these dialogue catalysts. I'm one of them. And my dialogue partner, Shannon Minter, who's an amazing attorney, is a trans man. He's going to share his experience growing up as a trans man in East Texas and returning there with his wife. But, you know, the first step to trying to protect the full LGBT community from discrimination across all of America, where they don't have that now in 32 states, no protection from being kicked out of a bar or this radio station or any other place, you know, I think we have to learn to have space for each other. And then as step one, you know, step two, then we can start thinking about laws that allow everybody to be together in the public sphere, instead of writing these laws that we have in some parts of America where we don't leave a whole lot of room for people of faith. So, like, across all of America, we have the same problem. It's just a different set of people get left out of the kind of, you know, the calculus, let's say, by writing laws that really didn't have the culture wars in mind.
Robin Fretwell Wilson is with us. She's a law professor at the University of Illinois. She's hosting tonight Constitution Day, Tolerance Means Dialogue event. No coincidence then that this is today on the Constitution, Constitution Day, where we celebrate the document. Why with the Constitution have this event? What's the meaning for that?
Oh, well, you know, actually, lots of people of faith think, oh, well, you know, my free exercise rights in the First Amendment, and therefore I win. You know, one of the interesting stories that we'll tell a little bit about tonight is that it's more complicated than that under the First Amendment. It isn't just because you have the right to your free exercise of belief. That means everybody else has to, you know, sort of yield to that in the public sphere. That said, there are ways to write laws that respect the principle of free exercise while respecting, let's say, the quality principle of LGBT persons. You know, and so we have sort of parts of the Constitution that are, you know, really protecting sort of the interests of each of these communities in different ways. The challenge for us, because there isn't sort of one slam dunk, one doesn't take precedence over the other necessarily, is to write a law that actually has both of those values in the same law.
And the Constitution, does it afford enough protection? I guess it all comes down to how you interpret, but the diversity that we experience now was nowhere what the founders had, and probably these complex issues were not in their minds at that time. The intersection of faith and sexuality and religion and law and all that. So is the Constitution enough, and is it there to do what our society needs now?
Well, I think, you know, and add to the complexity that you just described, Scott, is the fact that we have the law in our lives in a much deeper way than people in the past have. And so I like to think of it as sort of it creates more bump up points between people who have different senses of the good or different senses of identity. But to your point, maybe the Constitution isn't enough in the sense that it doesn't give us the answer to specific clashes always, but it gives us the principles. It gives us the things in the toolkits that we need to draw on in order to have a world where we all can peacefully coexist. And so we have to respect equality. We have to respect the full humanness of each one of us and ask ourselves, how can we write laws that allow every person to be true to who they are, whether they are a sexual minority, a member of a faith minority group, or for that matter, even a member of the majority, you know, Judeo-Christian, who oftentimes, because of the way laws have been constructed in the past, don't feel like they have a place in our society either. Oddly enough, I don't think there's anybody who feels like they have complete security in their own identity today because of the complexity of the law. And we need to find ways for them to feel like they shouldn't be afraid.
The event tonight is Constitution Day, Tolerance Means Dialogue, at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Hall Theater. Some fabulous essays, really thoughtful, will be discussed, and you can find out more at tolerancemeans.com. Professor Wilson, thank you always for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Local news in just a moment.